Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Dear Dhamma friends, last time there was a question that how will be the next Buddha? So, and actually Buddha explained one of the sutta, what is going to be happen, why we are reducing our age, lifespans. So, I mentioned last time, actually, because of the unwholesome things, unwholesome activities, we will proportionate to that unwholesome activities. That when we increase our unwholesome activities, our lifespan will reduce. Now today, we are going to learn one of the sutta Buddha explained. It is in Digha Nikaya, the Lone Discourses. That Lone Discourses or Digha Nikaya, altogether there are 34 suttas. The 34 suttas, you can go to suttacentral.com and you can see this sutta, 26th sutta. That is called Chakravarti Sihanada Sutta, the lion's roar on the turning of the wheel. Would they explain this one? Then let us try to learn this one. Then you will have idea. So why we are reducing our life span? So how it is happening? And sometimes we mentioned that previous Buddha's times, you know, that our Gautama Buddha's, before our Gautama Buddha's, there was a Buddha called Kashyapa Buddha. That time people lived 20,000 years. And before that, there was another Buddha, Konagamana Buddha. People lived 30,000 years. Then before that, Kakusanda Buddha. People lived 40,000 years. And 30 eons before, there was a Vesabhu Buddha. That time people lived 60,000 years. Then Sikhi Buddha, people lived 70,000 years. Then Vipassi Buddha time, that is 91 eons ago, people lived 80,000 years. Now today we are going to learn that Buddha's explanation that according to the suttas. So again Ananda Bhante is reporting this sutta, thus have I heard. That time, Supreme Buddha was staying among the Magadhans at Mathula, the place he was staying. Because those places are identified. You can visit to those places and you can read this sutta in the same places. Right? So we are planning to do that. We are planning to chant these suttas, the same places, end of this year. So then he said to the monks. Then they replied, Supreme Buddha, they replied, and the Supreme Buddha said this one, monks, be islands unto yourself, be a refuge unto yourself with no other refuge. Try to refuge yourself, there's no other refuge. Let the Dhamma be your island. So Dhamma is that teaching of the Buddha. Dhamma be your island. So let the Dhamma be your refuge with no other refuge. There's no other protection for you. And how does a monk dwell as an island unto himself, as a refuge unto himself with no other refuge? With the Dhamma as his island, with the Dhamma as his refuge, with no other refuge. Here a monk, now Buddha explaining here, abides contemplating body as body. So, ardent, clear, aware, and mindful, having put aside, hankering and fettering from the world. So Buddha explaining that what is your own shelter? The Dhamma is all your own island. So this is called four foundations of mindfulness. The mindfulness, the sutta, four foundations of mindfulness. The contemplation of body, the contemplation of feeling, contemplation of mind, contemplation of phenomenon. So that is the only protection we all have. So we have to do that, we have to practice that mindfulness. That is another separate sutta, and Buddha explained practice, four foundations of mindfulness. And also Buddha explains, keep to your own preserves, monks to your own ancestral haunts. That is the protection we can get from our from the Buddha. If you do say so, when you say somebody practices four foundations of mindfulness, then Mara will find no lodgment. They cannot control Mara. Mara means that who is against to attaining enlightenment, who is against to you are trying to escape from this long journey of death and birth, or you are when you are trying to observe four foundation of mindfulness, or if, when you are trying to achieve enlightenment, he is against that. So, when you follow four foundations of mindfulness, he cannot control you because you are always protected, right? And after that, Buddha explains here to the monks. Monks, there was a wheel turning monad named Dalhaneni. So then, part of the time in the past, there was a king for entire world. We called wheel-turning monarch. He is the one who was controlling the entire world. And so he is the one chief, but however, he controlled the world not without any weapon. He controlled from the righteous conduct. He did not kill others, but without wind, he controlled the entire world. There was in the past, there was a wheel-turning monarch called Dalhaneni, a righteous monarch of the law, conqueror of the four quarters. He won all the four quarters, eastern side, northern side, southern side, and western side, who had established security of his realm and was possessed of the seven treasures. And he had seven treasures. So he had wheel treasure. So the wheel treasure is that there's a wheel. It will go to the eastern side. Then when all his army will go behind that wheel, all the kings in that side, without any fight or without any war, they used to give their kingdom to that king who owned that wheel treasure. And then after that, that wheel will go from eastern side to the southern side. Then all the kings in the southern side, they gave without any war. They give that their kingdom to that the king who owned wheel treasure. Then after that, that wheel went to western side. So all the kings who was in the western side, they gave their kingdom without any war. And northern side, all the kings gave that. However, that the wheel turning monarch advised them control all these kingdom, same. Like you previously, you control. However, follow five precepts. By following five precepts, you can control that those areas. That's how he won the entire world. So he had the wheel treasure, and he had elephant treasure. In the morning, he woke up before he takes his breakfast tea. Using that elephant treasure, he could go around the world and come back within few seconds and he could see entire the kingdoms around the world. This kind of past. We cannot have this kind of things. There was a horse treasure. Again, before he takes his breakfast, he used to get into the horse and he could travel entire world and come back. And he could observe the entire world within few minutes. That's called horse treasure. And he has He has a jewel treasure. Jewel treasure means that he has a jewel, and when sometimes it takes out, so it is very bright. It's people think that, oh, that we are getting sun. When they go to the end of the sun, that evening time, night time, when if he took out that his gem treasure, it is very bright. People think, oh, there's another sun came, and they are getting ready to do work. This kind of jewel treasure he had. And also he had the woman treasure. It is said that her body was very cold for the summertime. He had very beautiful woman, and her body was very cold for the summertime, very warm for the winter time. So woman treasure and household treasure, who could look after all the household things. And as a seventh, the counselor treasure, the counselor who can look after everything. And he has more than 1,000 sons, so 1,000 sons who can look after any war, and who can command the war, who can command the army. So these are any hostile army. They can win any hostile army. This kind of seven treasures that the wheel turning monarch had. The first one was that it was the wheel treasure, and elephant treasure, horse treasure, and jewel treasure, woman treasure, household treasure, and counselor treasure. Right, all these seven jewels he had, he could control the entire world with this one. And also that he had 1,000 sons. So he could control the entire kingdom. The entire kingdom is that entire world. And after many hundred years and thousands of years, King Dalhemeni, after 1,000 years, because they lived longer, 1,000 years, he said to a certain man, "My good man, whenever you see that sacred wheel treasure," now after he won all the places, so the wheel treasure was staying in front of his kingdom. If you see that the sacred wheel treasure has slipped from its position, so report it to me. So he said to one man, he said, "Yes, sire." The man replied, and after many hundreds and thousands of years, the man saw that the sacred wheel treasure has slipped from its position. He saw that there is a slip from his position. Seeing this, he reported to the king. And then King Dalhemeni sent for his eldest son. He called his eldest son. And he said, "Crown Prince," he said, "my son, the sacred wheel treasure has slipped from its position. And I have heard saying that when this happens to the wheel treasure, wheel turning monarch, there's a phenomena." They knew that phenomena, that their time is over. When it was slipped, wheel treasure, turning monarch, he has not much longer to live. That means he does not have any more time to live. "I have had my fill of human pleasures. So now I have enough human pleasures." He's the one who, in the human world, who can get maximum amount of pleasure. "So now it is time to seek heavenly pleasure." Now, this is the time to seek heavenly pleasure. Now is the time to seek heavenly pleasure. "You, my son, take over control of this ocean-bounded land, and please come and take over. I will have shave off my hair and beard. So I will have yellow robe and go forth from the household life into homelessness." What happened? The king, when he saw that his wheel treasure slipped off from his original position, he became a monk and he gave the kingdom to his son. And having installed his eldest son in due form as a king, King Dalhaneni shaved off his hair and beard, donned yellow robes, and went forth from the household life into homelessness. So what happened? He became a monk, King Dalhaneni, and he gave his kingship to his son. And 7 days after the royal sage had gone forth, the sacred wheel treasure vanished. What happened? That wheel treasure just vanished. Then the certain man came to the anointed Kartya's king. He came to king, now his son was king. He told the king, sire, you should know that the sacred wheel treasure has disappeared. So it is disappeared, the sacred wheel treasure. At this the king was grieved and felt sad. That time he was very upset king. And he went to royal sage. Now his father was royal sage. He was an ascetic. And told him the news. And the royal sage said to him, my son, you should not grieve or feel sad at the disappearance of the wheel treasure. So don't worry about that. The wheel treasure is not an heirloom from your father's. It is not, you are not going to get from your father this wheel treasure. But now, my son, you must turn yourself into the Aryan wheel turner. So you should be a wheel turning monarch, right? So, and then it may come about that if you perform the duties of Aryan wheel turning monarch on the first day of 15th, when you have washed your head and gone up to the veranda on top of your palace or for the first day, the sacred wheel treasure will appear to you. So what will happen? He advised, you try to be world wheel turning monarch. So you follow that the way to be wheel turning monarch. There's a process. You have to treat your fellow people very well. You have to look after them. You have to do their welfare and do wholesome things. 10 wholesome things they have to follow without taking any life and without stealing, without engaging sexual misconduct, and without lying, taking intoxicating drinks and drugs, and also following all these 10 wholesome things. And other one is that without taking harsh speech, divisive speech, idle chatter, and so developing that ill will and hatred and greediness, and and the right view, all these 10 wholesome things. If somebody follows all the 10 wholesome things, he will be wheel turning monarch on the 15th day. So one day he will come to the open veranda, observing 8 precepts, same like you observe 8 precepts today. He will come to open veranda. When he was staying, the wheel treasure will appear in front of him. Then he will take the ceremonial vase from his left hand. He sprinkled water to the wheel turning monarch, because he heard that the way did appear. So then wheel turning monarch appeared. Then he put the water from his ceremonial vase. He sprinkled the water, and the wheel turning monarch started to go to the eastern side. Then all his army went behind that wheel turning monarch. So same like earlier, that the king is that eastern side. He greeted him and he gave his kingdom. Okay, that king. So you can control my kingdom. So he advised, don't worry. So you can control, but control the kingdom righteously, right? So. And also that he advised that he became a wheel turning monarch, the son of the Dalhaneni. And so he advised that his father advised that make the Dhamma as your badge and banner. Acknowledge the Dhamma as your master. You should establish God. You should do all these things. And So what happened now? He became wheel turning monarch, and so after some time, again he saw when he was controlling this one, and so as a wheel turning monarch, after some time he did so on the as his father's advice, as a wheel turning monarch, he got all these seven treasures: the wheel treasure, horse treasure, elephant treasure, woman treasure, and also that his counselor treasure, and also that another household treasure, and also he got 1,000 sons. He was controlling. So likewise, when he was controlling, that he became older too. Then one day, again he saw that the wheel, he advised another person, if the wheel treasure slipped off, please report to me. So the next king, person came and informed the king, okay, that the wheel treasure slipped off. Then again he gave his kingdom to his son. He did the same thing. He became the assertive. He became royal sage, and he was following that the meditation. And likewise, all these all these kings, they followed this way. And so then after that, second wheel turning monarch did likewise. And the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh king also did same way. He told the man to see if the wheel has slipped from its position. And the 7 days after royal sage had gone, the wheel disappeared. Seventh kings, they followed this tradition from one son to another son, right? Everyone followed that to be the wheel turning monarch. That process, they became wheel turning monarch. The seventh day after wheel treasure disappeared, so then also he did the same thing, that he followed that to be the wheel turning monarch. So after that, after seventh one, what happened? When the wheel turning, wheel treasure disappeared, he did not take the advice from royal treasure, but he tried to control the world according to his desire, his own decision. But he did not follow according to the virtuous, righteous way to control the world. So what happened? And so the people are not doing really well in his kingdom. So at this time, the king was very sad. But he did not go to the royal sage and ask him about the duties of wheel turning monarch. So he did not go, and he did not get the advice from royal sage, from his father. Instead of, he ruled the people according to his own idea, and being so ruled, the people did not prosper so well as they had done under the previous king, who had performed duties of wheel turning monarch. Right? They did not do very well. Then after that, ministers of that kingdom and counselors, treasury officials, guards and doorkeepers, and chanters of mantras came to king. Then all these, that ministers, they are all together, they came to see the minister, the king. They said, "Sire, as long as you rule the people according to your own idea, the different from the way they were ruled before, under previous wheel-turning monarch, the people do not prosper so well. Sire, there are ministers, there are advisors, there are courtiers, there are brahmins. They can give you advice how to practice, how to control the country." Right? So, and he got the advice from all these ministers, and because when he wanted to get advice from royal sage, he died already. But nobody is there to get the advice. But however, he got all the ministers, they were controlling earlier that very righteously. He got the idea how to control. Now,
however,
and after the advices, after listening to them, king established guard and protection. He followed that according to their advice. However, he did not do any one thing, right? This is the start of losing the things, because he did not give property to the needy. He did not give the property to the poor people, and as a result, poverty became rife. They increased the poverty because poor people did not have any property to live. With the spread of poverty, a man took what was not given. The poverty increased. What happened? That the one man started to steal, thus committing what was called theft. Those days, they were not heard about the stealing, because previous kings, they helped to all these poor people. They gave the properties, and they could live without any trouble. However, that now the new king, he did not give anything. So because of that reason, they start to steal. Then one thing start to happen. What is that? Theft. So they arrested him. So he was arrested, the person who this one, brought him before the king, saying, "Your Majesty, this man took what was not given, which we call theft. He stole something." The king said to him, "It is true that you took that what was not given, which is called theft. It is, Your Majesty." Then king asked, "Why?" "Your Majesty, I have nothing to live on." Then the king gave him the man some property, saying, with this, my good man, you can keep yourself, support your mother and father, keep a wife and children, carry on a business, and make gift to ascetics and Brahmins, which will promote your spiritual welfare and lead to a happy rebirth with a pleasant result in the heavenly sphere." So he said, okay, he gave the property and live very well, and help your father and mother, help to ascetics, and live very, very well. Then he said, "Very good, Your Majesty," replied the man. And exactly same thing happened with another man, right? Another man stole that king brought him, gave him property and money, and also lived that very, very well. It happened. Then people heard that king was giving away property to those who took what was not given. So they heard that king is giving that, supporting all these thieves, stolen things. And they thought, suppose we were to do likewise. Then another man took what was not given. Then what happened? As a tradition, he wanted to get more, the people wanted to get more, that they stole. They got caught, and he was brought in front of the king. They brought him before the king. The king asked him why he had done this, and he replied, "Your Majesty, I have nothing to live on." Then king thought, if I give property to everybody who takes what is not given, this theft will increase more and more. So because of that reason, theft will increase. I had better make an end of him, finish him off once for all. King decided, okay, better to finish him all. I had better make an end of him and cut off his head. Right? So then king cut off his head. So then king ordered, it happened. Then because what happened? So they bind this man's arms tightly behind him with a strong rope, shave his head closely. They shaved his head and lead him to the rough sound of drum through the street and square and out through the southern gate. So what will happen those days when they kill? They bring that person from one place to another, shaved off that with the drum, and saying that he is going to, we are going to kill him, right? And they are finished by inflicting the capital penalty and cutting off his head. And they did so. So what happened? They killed the man who stole. Earlier he gave the property. As a result of that, they start to steal. Then another man, he killed. Hearing about this, people thought, now let us get sharp swords made for us, and then we can take from anybody what is not given, which is called theft. We will make an end of them, finish them off once for all, cut off their heads. So, people thought it's better to cut off that thief's head. And also that thief thought, okay, better to cut off that the people we are stoning, that better to cut off their head, because if they are going to complain against us, we are going to be in trouble. So then those things not happen earlier among people, right? So then we will make an end of him, finish them off once for all, cut off their head. So having procured some sharp swords, they launched murderous assaults on villagers. So all the thieves, they went to the villagers. They took what was not given. They stole the villagers, towns, and cities. They went for highway robbery and killing their victims by cutting off their heads. So they start to kill or remaining ones because nobody will go and complain. So they now, earlier that the society was very good, right? Because king did not give the property for the poverty. And what happened? They start to steal. Then after that, because of they are stealing, king start to cut off their head. Now they start to kill others. Right? Now killing increased. This from thus from the not giving of property to the needy, poverty became rife. From the growth of poverty, the taking of what was not given increased. Right? So there's because they are poor. They try to steal. From the increase of theft, the use of weapons increased. What happened? They start to use the weapons. People, for the protection, they start to use the weapons, and also that those the speed, they start to use the weapons. From the increase of use of weapons, taking of life increased. They start to kill villages, towns, cities, the people in the villages. And from the increase in the taking of life, people... What happened? That increasing all these things. Now, the theft increased, that killing increased, right? So, and what happened? People's lifespan decreased. Their beauty decreased. As a result of this decrease of lifespan and beauty, the children of those who lifespan had been 80,000 years lived for only 40,000 years. Those people, those who started doing all those things, they lived 80,000 years. Now, increasing of poverty, they start to steal and killing, and increasing killing, their lifespan decrease and their beauty decrease. So, up to how much? Double. So, they lived 80,000, it reduced to 40,000. Now, they live only 40,000. And also that after that, what happened? Now, people live 40,000. A man of generation that lived for 40,000 years took what was not given. So he stole. He was brought before the king, who asked him, is that, you know, that somebody caught him, brought him in front of the king. King asked, is it true that you took what was not given? What is called theft? What is it? The person said, no, your majesty. Right? He replied, thus telling a deliberate lie. Then lying started. Earlier, there was no lie. Then lying started. That's from not given his property to the needy. Now, what happened? That not given property to the needy, so poverty became rife. Then a man take what is not given, then now as a result of that, using the weapons increased, and as a result of life decrease, and lifespan decrease, their beauty decrease. And now, what will happen? Now they start to lie. Now again. So, what happened? Those the children of that, or the 40,000 years, their lifespan decreased. 40,000 years lived for only 20,000. Though they are children, their lifespan reduced to 20,000. A man of the generation of that lived for 20,000 years took what was not given. Then another man denounced him to the king, saying, "Sire, such and such man has taken what was not given." And also, this is called divisive speech started. Right? They complain against one another person. Then, you know, that which is called divisive speech, and to break the friendship. And so that's speaking evil of another increase. What happened? So now, starting from the beginning, what happened first? Starting, king did not give the property to the needy. Then they start to steal. From they start to steal, they kill. Then killing increased. Then when the killing increased, their lifespan and deep root decreased. Then after that, they start to lie, right? Then lying increased. Then after lying, that some people, those who are living 20,000 years, they some people, they use the divisive speech. Then, as a result of that, so their life, the 20,000 years lived only 10,000. Their lifespan decreased, their beauty decreased. And another generation that lived 10,000 years, some were beautiful, some were ugly. Now, when they became 10,000 earlier, that everyone is very, very beautiful, right? So now, that at the age of 10,000, then generation that lived for 10,000 years, some were beautiful and some were ugly. And those who were ugly, being envious of those who were beautiful, then committed adultery and with others' wives. They start sexual misconduct, right, at the age of 10,000. Because some people are beautiful, some people are not, right? And for now, because of this reason, what will happen? That their lifespan decrease, their beauty decrease. And as a result of children of those who lifespan had been 10,000 years, lived only 5,000. They start sexual misconduct, their children's lifespan became 5,000, right? Then the one generation whose lifespan was 5,000 years, two things increased. Two things, harsh speech and idle chattering, right? As a result of harsh speech and idle chattering, what happened? In consequence with the people's lifespan decrease, their beauty decrease, as a result, the children of those who whose lifespan had been 5,000 years lived some for 2,500 years. Now, with this one, they start to live 2,500 years, and some only 2,000. Some lived only 2,000. Then among the generation whose lifespan was 2,500 years, covetousness and hatred increased. Now, all the covetousness or greediness to others, other belongings, and hatred increased. And the consequence of people's lifespan decreased, their beauty decreased. As a result, the children of those who whose lifespan had been 2,500 years lived for only 1,000. So what had happened? The covetousness increased and hatred increased. Their children, they lived only 1,000 years, right? So the unwholesome things increased, their beauty decreased and lifespan decreased. So then now people are living 1,000 years. Among the generation, those lifespan was 1,000 years, then they increase that false opinions, the wrong practices. They are trying to practice wrong practices, not the 10 wholesome things, right? So, as a result of that one, that they live 1,000 years, their children live only 500 years, right? So, decrease their lifespan. Among the generation whose lifespan was 500 years, there are three things increased. So, increase the insect, excessive greed, and deviant practices, wrong practices. They had excessive greed, and all those things increased. As a result of that, the 250 years, some only for 200 years, right? Starting from 80,000, now their lifespan became 200. The among those whose lifespan was 250 years, These things increase lack of respect for mothers and fathers, for ascetics and Brahmins, for the head of the clan or the teachers. The lack of that respect for mothers, fathers, and also that the ascetics, Brahmins decrease. So then from that one, what will happen? Now their lifespan was 200, right? Their lifespan reduce again. That's from the starting from that what is not given, that that the property was not given, and they start to steal. From the increasing stealing, so they start to kill. So what will happen? Their lifespan decrease. Then after that, they start to lie. Then after that, their sexual misconduct increase. Then after that, they start divisive speech increase. After divisive speech increase, then they have all other things increase. So those things like covetousness, greediness, all these things increase. Now what happened? So now Brahmin and the head of the clan, they don't respect. In consequence, people's lifespan and beauty decrease. And the children of those whose lifespan had been 2.5 centuries lived only 400 years. Now what happened? They did not respect their father, mother, their ascetics, and also head of the clan. Their lifespan became 100 years. Now they live 100 years. Now we are in this area, right? So, and start from there, now we are in this, all these unwholesome things are there, right? We can see it every day that there are poor people, and they are stealing, and they are killing, and all these things are happening in the world. Now because people live like less than 100 years. Amongst the time will come when the children of those people will have lifespan of 10 years. Then what will happen? Then starting from here, so people have more and more unwholesome things. They increase doing all those things. The time will come, the people live only 10 years. And with them, girls will be marriageable at 5 years old. Right? It is happening now. I mean, that is, it will go reduce and reduce lifespan. Now we live like 75 years or 85 years. With the increasing of the unwholesome things, their lifespan will be reduced to 10 years. All the girls will be marriageable at the 10 years. They will finish all their education by 5 years, right? The 5 years they will be in the marriageable age. Then, these things will happen in the society, in the world. So, then with them, these flavors will disappear. So, ghee will be disappear from this world. Butter will be disappear in this world. Sesame oil, molasses, and salt, all these taste thing will disappear from this world. Because that taste also, that giving the fruits also, that their richness will depend on the wholesome things in this world. Right? So, reduce the wholesome things, unwholesome thing increase, that you will get the result of the food. The food is there. The rich factor will reduce. Among them, kudrusa grain. There only one grain will be rich those days. That is called kudrusa grain. Will be the chief food, just as rice and curry are today. Same like today, we have rice and curry. They have only one grain. This is called kudrusa grain. And with them, then 10 courses of moral conduct will completely disappear. 10 moral conduct, abstaining from killing, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from sexual misconduct, abstaining from lying, abstaining from harsh speech, divisive speech, idle chattering, covetousness, ill will, and hatred, and also the wrong view. All these things will increase. As a result of that, so that people don't know what is the moral way to behave. And those people who have no respect for mothers and fathers, for ascetics and Brahmins, for the head of the clan, will be the one who enjoy honor and prestige, just as it is now, the people who show respect for mothers and fathers. Now we have, at least we have then some respect for fathers and mothers. now it is reducing drastically in this world, right? So now if you raise anything, voice against your children, you can dial 911 and you are in trouble, right? So for the it will reduce that respect for mother and father. And so it will be with those who did do the opposite. So today that if you have any respect, people will praise, they do not respect their father and mother, right? If they kill their father and mother, that is the one who will be respected in the society. That kind of will change that wholesome, to wholesome things to unwholesome things. So then after some time, that they live only 10 years, what will happen among those, a 10 years lifespan, no account will be taken of the mother or aunt, of mother's and sister-in-law, or teacher's wife, or one's father's wife, and so on. So what will happen? They do not respect their elders. They don't consider their mother. They don't consider father. They behave, they engage sexual conduct without without any social barrier. They are like, they became like animal. They behave like this. And there will be some time will come. So they have the idea of, they like to, they see each other like, that like an animal. They feel like to kill each other. So, likewise, so there will be 7 days, they start to kill each other. They will take the weapons, swords to their hand, as soon as they wanted to kill, they start to kill. Right, the 7 days. Some people don't like that one. Some people will escape from that one. They will go too deep into the forest. They will be hiding in the caves and also that any places trees. After 7 days, they will come out. They will start to eat leaves, barks of the trees, and likewise. Then after they came out from the forest, they see that all people died. Then they saw that some people are living. They start to hug each other. They thought, okay, so we did not do that good things. That's why we got this kind of things. They start to love each other, right? Respect each other. So now again that wholesome thing will start. With the increasing of wholesome things, they live 10 years, that their kids will start live 20 years. Likewise, again it will increase, start to increase, right? So they think, so so their lifespan will increase, their beauty will increase, and so they are developing more and more wholesome things. What will happen? Their lifespan will increase more and more. So with the time, I will summarize this one next things. And for likewise, their kids, their 10 years lifespan, they live 20 years, that next one, next their kids. Then they develop their more and more wholesome things. Their kids will live 40 years. Then they increase more and more wholesome things. Remember that because they start to reduce all those things, they start to add again and again that all these wholesome things, right? So then they start to live that, they increase their lifespan again until 40,000, 80,000 years. They live 80,000 years, then again they have all these wholesome things. Now, that time, that 80,000 years, so there's something happened in India. So what will happen? So it is said that when people live, that they develop all these wholesome things which they lost. They, among people with the 80,000 years of life span, girls became marriageable at the 500. And they will be marriageable at the 500. And such people will know only three kinds of disease. So they have only three diseases, right? Greed, fasting, and old age. They are getting older. They will feel hungry, right? They will have desire to eat. And in the time of those people, this continent of Jambudipa, Jambudipa means in India, will be powerful and prosperous. That time, Jambudipa will be very, very prosperous and powerful. And villages, towns and cities will be but a cock's flight, one from the next. So that there are so many villages, so many houses, cities in the Jambudipa. It is said that one cock will go from another one, jumping from one roof to another. There are so many people. This Jambudipa like Avicii. You know, Avicii hell, there are so many people. Same like the Jambudipa, there will be so many people because people develop their wholesome things, they will be born into that that kingdom. Will be thick with the people as jungle is thick with the reeds and rushes. At the time, the Varanasi of today we know that India there's a place called Varanasi, will be royal city called Ketumati, the city of Ketumati, and powerful and prosperous, crowded with people and wells supplied. In Jambudipa, there will be 84,000 cities headed by Ketumati as royal capital. So now that people are very rich and from their qualities, they do very wholesome things, that Ketumati, city of Ketumati. And the time of the people, so 80,000 years of lifespan, they will arise in the capital city of Ketumati called Sankha, wheel-turning monarch. Remember that we started from the wheel-turning monarch. That when our lifespan became 80,000, another wheel-turning monarch will appear in this world. His name is Sankha, right? He is the righteous king, and he conducts all, he's controlling the entire world. And also, in that time of the people, with the 80,000 years of lifespan, there will be a rise in the world, the blessed Lord, another Supreme Buddha will appear in this world, right? An Arahant, fully enlightened Buddha, named Maitreya Buddha, Maitri Buddha, appeared in this world. So he will conduct, he will attain Buddhahood without any teacher under the Bodhi tree. The same place our Buddha attained Buddhahood. Same place. And he attained a Buddhahood. And he will teach the Four Noble Truths to the world. And what will happen to the king, wheel-turning monarch, Sankha? He will be a monk. He gave up all his kingdom. He became a monk. And he will be an enlightened monk too. Right? So, likewise, that the Sankha will relate the palace once built by King Mahapanada. So, earlier, there was a king called Mahapanada. There's another story behind this one. He had the palace. Now, that palace is inside the King Gangi, the river Gangi, under the river Gangi. He will take out that one. Right? King Sankha will help him to take out. So, then after that he controlled, he will go and he will be the monk. And so, then Buddha explained, therefore, that monks, be island unto yourself, be refuge unto yourself, with no other refuge. So let the Dhamma to be yourself. Let the Dhamma be your refuge with no other refuge. So, and Buddha is saying that be shelter to yourself. Be island, Dhamma is your island. So follow a four foundations of mindfulness. So, and also Buddha explained that practice meditation and develop jhana. And so this is the way that the Buddha explained, then starting from that is called lion's roar, right? So how our lifespan is decreased, right? Because then starting from beginning, the king, the wheel-turned monarch, he did not follow that righteous way to govern the country, and he controlled the country according to his own wish. Then after that advice, he tried to implement, but however, he did not give property to the needy, right? As a result of that, they start to steal. Then, as the poverty increased, they start to steal. Then they are stealing. They start to, that initially the king gave him that there are some supplement. Then after that, because of the stealing, king start to kill them. Then after that, all the thieves took the weapons, then the taking weapons increased. Then as a result of that, lifespan decreased, their beauty decreased, their lifespan from 80,000 to 40,000. They became 40,000. Their lifespan became 40,000. Then got caught, they said, no, we don't take that. They start to lie. Line increase. Right? So as a line increase, the lifespan from 40,000 to 20,000 decreased lifespan. Then when somebody stole, they start to use divisive speech. They got caught and they told the king, these people stole these things. And their lifespan reduced from 20,000 to 10,000. And that when their lifespan became 10,000, some people are beauty, some people are not. Then what will happen? The sexual misconduct increase. As a result of the sexual misconduct increase, their lifespan became 10,000 to 5,000. Then at the age of 5,000, their harsh speech and idle chattering increase. And as a result of that increment, their lifespan became 5,000 to 2,500 years. Then at the age of 2,500, their covetousness and hatred increase. As a result of covetousness and hatred, their 2,500 years reduced to 1,000 years lifespan. Then their false opinion increase. And also that excessive greed, deviant practices increase. So as a result of that 1,000 lifespan, they became 500. So with the 500, when they increase excessive greed and wrong practices, the 500 became 250. 500 became 250. Then, at the age of 250, they did not respect their father and mother. And what will happen? Then 250 became 100. So, now we are in the time period of increasing more and more unwholesome things. That's why less than 100 years, no Buddha will appear in this world. Now we are in this time period. Now increasing more and more unwholesome things, eventually that the people, they reduce their lifespan up to 10 years. Like all the girls will be marriageable at the age of 5. Then when they leave this one, there is no that moral conduct. The people praise that wrong things. If they kill their father and mother, they will praise that one. So time will come. They will see. They do not have respect for their mother and father. They engage like a sexual conduct, like animals. Right? So what will happen? The time period will come. The 7 days, they are going to kill each other. They see that wild beast, same like animal. Their father, mother, and their sisters, brothers. There's no something like that. They take the weapon. They start to kill each other. Some people escape from that one. They go to the forest. And then after that, they understood. They stayed there 7 days. They will come out after that 7 days. They saw that so many people died. They start to love each other. But they develop. They stop their killing. And their lifespan again to start to increase. So 10 years to 20. Then 20 to 40. Then 40 to 80. Likewise, the increase of their wholesome things, their life will be increased up to 80,000. At the 80,000 years, that there will be a very prosperous city called Ketumati, city of Ketumati. Then it is like many people live that place. The next Buddha appeared in this world, and also there will be a returning monarch called Sankha. So he is the one who is controlling entire world righteously again. And Maitri Buddha or Maitri Buddha, the next Buddha, will appear at the age of 80,000, a lifespan of 80,000. Right? So he will teach the Dhamma. So people listen to Dhamma, then they will attain enlightenment. So then Buddha explaining all those things, how our lifespan will reduce and will increase, depend on that one unwholesome things. And Buddha advised that try to be shelter yourself. Try to protect yourself and do that, follow four foundation of mindfulness and develop your meditation and try to escape this long journey of samsara. This is the future we have to experience. Even though we develop the science And we think that we are developed from everything, but however, day to day, unwholesome things will increase. Increment of unwholesome things, our lifespan will decrease and continuously will decrease, and this is the future. So now still we have time to escape this long journey of samsara, because the Buddha's teaching will appear, is still alive. The next, another 2000 years, this teaching will disappear from this world. People don't know about Buddha, they don't know the good thing, they don't know about moral conduct. Now again, that still, that think about that people around the world, the things they do, right? So by listening to all these things, may all of us be fortunate to understand Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.